Haley.
They all work with me. Laura and Kelsey and Haley are producers here with me on the national show. Rebecca and Izzy do our press releases and all the stuff that goes out to like All Access and stuff like that. I don't have any makeup on here.
Lies.
I have.
Glam. Who does a glam?
Listen, we walk. They walk in the studio wanting to steal cardboard cutouts, DNC on the Adam Bomb Show. Do you do this everywhere, Joe?
Well, so far, I mean, it's just a force of habit that we have to take.
Do you want to bring Adam over to you and kind of he can do the interview with you?
It's a duh. Yeah.
Let's do roll call. Where's Cole at?
I'm right here, buddy.
Oh, and Jinju. Did I say that right?
Yes.
I mean, when I mispronounce names, I feel like a jerk the rest of it.
Usually it's Ginger.
And Ginger? Really? Yeah. You get that? And Jack.
Right over here.
Adam Levine will not say anything. So I first want to be tiny bit serious. What's it feel like to just automatically have a sold-out tour?
Oh, man.
It's amazing.
It's pretty awesome. Sorry, I was about to curse. I forgot we're on radio. It's really awesome, and it's a dream, you know, for all of us. We're doing this and having a blast, obviously, and just traveling and touring. And the fact that there's a fan base out there that it wants to buy these tickets, it's pretty exciting.
When I saw the actual, I think it was the poster that said where you're going on tour and saw it sold out, it really, like, it didn't shock me, but I was like, wow, this has got to be a huge pressure builder for you guys. Because obviously, every inch of these shows are, what are you doing at these shows that are making everybody come? So, like, that's pretty amazing to me. That everybody is coming. Like, everybody wants to see you guys' show.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, like, we didn't really worry so much about what we were going to do. We just knew that we had to call it the greatest tour ever tour, and everyone would come.
That's a great...
You know, we could sit down and we could, you know, sing Christmas carols in Spanish, but it's the greatest tour ever tour, and that's what it feels like every night.
Behind you, the cardboard cutout wants, yeah,
wants to be part of it.
A piece of that.
Yeah.
My gosh. Looked, and I want you to explain what DNCE really means, because sure. I thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, well, DNCE, there's a couple meanings for us. We have kind of two big meanings for it. The first one, we were too drunk to spill dance, and we wrote a song about it. And the second meaning...
DNCE is dance without an A, which is not a perfect word, but you don't have to be perfect dancer.
Okay.
To be dance, and life's never perfect, but you can still enjoy it.
So there's a serious meaning and a ridiculous meaning. I like that. What is different for you guys? Let's go with you, Joe. What's different with touring with non-family members now?
This is my family, but extended family.
Right.
Blood family related, I would say. There's a lot of similarities. Obviously, like having your best friends on the road with you, and you can have a lot of fun. I think the only difference is, obviously, you know, brothers, we can sometimes start throwing punches, and we're pretty competitive.
Right.
This is still the same kind of feeling all over again, playing those same venues that we played when we first started as the brothers.
Mm-hmm.
Going back, and we're playing these venues again and sold out, and it's happening quicker than it happened with the brothers. I mean, we were touring for like 3-4 years before we started selling out venues that we're playing today. So it's exciting to see how fast it's moving.
How competitive are these guys?
Oh, we're not very competitive, to be honest.
We settle everything with like a tickle fight or a drinking contest.
Yeah. A tickle fight.
Yeah. We're not very competitive people. No. Cole's really bad at games.
Awful.
Like, what's the worst game? What do you think you're the worst at? What game?
Oh, man. I mean, we literally tried to throw a coin in a bucket, and he hit himself in the face. Somehow.
Really?
any game you put in front of me, right, I will lose worse than anyone.
Do we have a coin? Because I'm gonna pretend this is a bucket. Here we go. And this, I want you to try and throw this. Now, I'm not going to move this.
It's not that I can't perform activities.
Okay.
With skill. It's that once it's a game and there's rules to understand, I'm a disaster.
Okay, let's give Cole a little drum roll here. Come on. All right, Cole. The pressure's on. Can you do it? Into the party hat. No! So close, Cole. I didn't realize you were that bad. Gosh.
You can't
DNCE's on the Adam Bomb Show. We go into your Vivo page, and probably the most hilarious cover of Hello has just been done by you guys.
Oh.
Talk about that one. I want you to describe that one, because it's pretty cool.
It's living past Halloween. We did a special video for Halloween where we performed Adele's Hello in happy clown costumes, but obviously we're sad because we're singing the song Hello. We miss someone. We miss our circus that we're supposed to be on. And we did our own makeup. we bought the costumes ourselves and had fun with it. And it's now, like, kind of, I guess you could say, viral. It's getting a lot of hits on Vivo and YouTube.
It goes quick, doesn't it? How
it goes
fast
really
everything
quick.
Goes?
And people like it, so that's what we're very thankful for that.
Why do you guys have a theme behind each song? At least the songs we've seen and heard on the video. It seems like there's a really funny story or a party theme. But why do you choose that?
I think we are a party. Everywhere we go, we try to have a good time, and our concert is just crazy and wild, mm-hmm. and obviously we take the music seriously, but everything else, we have a wacky good time with it. And
yeah.
We obviously, like, have fun antics on stage, whether we have billboard cutouts like the one we have in this interview with us, and we sometimes crowd surf. We had the Hooters girl crowd surf. That was fun.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
A billboard cutout. What was her name? Kelsey? I don't know. Casey?
Casey.
Something like that.
Jack, does Joe talk too much? Because I don't think you've said a word.
I mean, I'm like kind of like the quiet one that hides in the back most of the time.
Really?
So, yeah.
Until now.
Until now.
Right?
What's it like to tour with these?
It's like I won the lottery. You know?
Really?
Like, yeah. And like I go way back with Joe. I toured with him with the old band, and it's always just felt like summer camp.
Okay, tell me then. Let's focus on Joe one second. How has he grown from being in a band with brothers to now with you guys?
Well, I guess in the band with his brothers, it was like those three guys were all equal. Like, they were all, like, the leaders in a way.
Right.
But, like, Joe wanted this to happen, and, like, he made it happen. And, like, he is, like, this is his dream, his
right.
vision, and we're all here a part of it. We're lucky to be.
And it's amazing stuff when you guys come in, the way you're dressed. I think it's awesome. I mean, especially with throwing it back to the 80s with the paint thing. What is all that, Cole?
You know, I'm like Michael J. Fox and Bob Ross all at the same time.
And Barbara Streisand.
And Bob Ross, making paintings. We'll get you some paints. Yeah. Jinju, I want to ask you what it's like touring with three guys, because you're the only female in here. And, I mean, do you get enough say in everything?
Yes, of course. They always...
They always do what I say.
Honestly, do they really?
Yeah, we're scared of her. She's the old. She's like the older sister.
Yeah, I am. Most time I'm older sister. Sometimes I'm younger, you know? Yeah.
Sometimes you're the younger sister.
When you see a guy checking around, it's over.
Oh, I bet it is.
We're like, it's just WWF all over again.
Like, we carry around metal folding chairs just in case a guy looks at our butt in a coffee shop. We just lace him.
It'll be amazing just to have a camera crew follow you guys around. Do you have one?
Yeah,
you do.
Yes.
Yeah.
This is Zach.
I miss that? There's so many cameras in here.
We do a lot of filming of them, too.
Yeah. Oh, do you really?
Yeah, it works both ways.
I filmed him eating a quesadilla this morning. And then I reversed it. So it's him actually, him puking the quesadilla back into perfect form.
I don't think I want to watch that, Joe.
I'll tweet it to you.
DNCE's on the Adam Bomb Show. I like Cake by the Ocean and not Quesadillas by the Ocean. I think it's better. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the story behind that, because I think it's another cool party theme.
Yeah. Well, we were working in the studio with some producers from Sweden,
mm-hmm.
and they were telling the story, and I overheard them and confusing Sex on the Beach, the drink, with Cake by the Ocean. And I've heard Sex on the Beach a few times in songs, but never Cake by the Ocean. And they had this guitar riff they've had in their circle of friends for like 10 years. And they just kept playing dun, 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 dun. And I was like, what is that? They're like, oh, we just can never find the right song for it. I was like, well, duh. Put the two and two together, and then it was the song that embodied the EP. And we just were trying to crack the code of that balance between wacky lyrics and funky music and putting it together where it still made sense and it was who we were as a band, and that just kind of was a launching pad.
You guys are vets. I would think. I mean, just, you know, seeing
depends
you guys
on what you're talking about. Wink, wink. Wink, 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 wink.
How hard is it to cut through with a single and an EP or an album? This now that everything's on the internet, are you like, how is it to get yourselves out there? You already know that, but I mean, now it seems like it changes so much with what's the new social media that's going to put stuff out.
We definitely feel fortunate. We all know that the music industry moves so quickly, and even a focus from radio, the label, whatever it is, it's tough these days. Obviously, we have streaming music where it's like you hear a song once, you're like, all right, cool, I got my fill, or put it on a playlist and never listen to it again.
Yeah.
And the fact that we had this opportunity and people care and radio's playing the song and fans are coming to shows, we understand how, like, of a blessing it is, and we definitely don't take it for granted.
All right, final question. Each of you go through. Describe your band in one word.
I would say the musk of Adam Levine.
It's like five words, Joe.
No, it's a hyphenated.
It's okay. Hyphenated. It's
all ginger.
It's really good, though. His mustache is good.
I'll say his story.
Cole.
Sexualism.
Oh, okay. And Bob Ross hyphenated. And Jack.
Epic.
Very good. DNC on the Adam Bomb Show. Thanks so much for coming by, guys.
Thank you, Adam.
Appreciate it.